Welcome, everybody, to the Grueling Truths College Football Prediction Show. We are at week 8 in the college football season, and we have a huge Big Ten matchup today to look at between the Ohio State Buckeyes, who will host the Penn State Nittany Lions. This has college football playoff implications, Big Ten championship implications in the East. The East looks like it's Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. All three teams are top three teams. Penn State will get to prove exactly how good they are now. Ohio State was battle-tested with a win at Notre Dame and a win at home against a very good Maryland team. I want to remind everybody, I'm Mike Goodpaster, and the best place to bet this game is on BetMGM. Make sure you go to BetMGM, click the link in the description down below in the video if you're watching on YouTube. And also follow us on Twitter, like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube. But let's go ahead, let's get started. Penn State versus Ohio State. I think this is the game of the week. It's the game of the week in the Big Ten so far this season until that, you know, Ohio State battles Michigan probably, or Michigan-Penn State. Now, how much more tuned up can a team be than the Penn State and Nittany Lions? Maybe ask Michigan, but Penn State started the season out with a better now than what it looked like at the time, victory over West Virginia, where they basically pulled away in the second half. Now, the lack of competition here is the thing that worries me. You've got Delaware, Northwestern, UMass. They did that basically without breaking a sweat and also took down Illinois along the way. You also have a 31-0 win over Iowa, which I think as this year goes on could be a much bigger win. Now, right now, Penn State is a team that's kind of been forgotten. I know when they started the season out, everybody had all eyes on the West Virginia game to see how they looked. But now they've kind of fallen off the map. A lot of that's just because of the teams they played. Now, the Nittany Lions haven't been flawless, but the offense is balanced. And the two turnovers given up to UMass were just the second and third all year. And the pass defense is the best in America. And they're number one in college football in sacks, number one in tackles for loss, number one in total defense, number two against the run. The defensive front has been a terror. The offensive line isn't allowing it anything. Drew Allar has all day to stand back there and pick teams apart. Now, it's not like the Buckeyes rock and rolled against the Notre Dame Lions, and they won't get pressure on Drew Allar, I don't think. The ground game, I mean, if Ohio State can hold them to 4.5 yards a carry, I think they would be happy. When you look at Ohio State, Penn State's number one in the nation against the pass, is what we just said, right? Ohio State, Kyle McCord, has not really looked awesome except for the second half against Maryland in that last game-winning drive against Notre Dame at South Bend. But you got to remember, they've played, they're number one in defense at Penn State, pass defense, but they played UMass, Illinois, Delaware. You kind of get my drift here. The Nittany Lion defense hasn't really faced anything yet. And no, Ohio State isn't humming along on all cylinders, and the attack is a bit banged up in spots, but the offense did roll for 300 passing yards or more in four of the five games. That includes against a good Maryland team, and of course, last week against Purdue. I think it's starting to heat up a little bit, and Kyle McCord got the job done when it absolutely was necessary against Notre Dame. Penn State hasn't had a meaningful play called in the second half since probably the middle to third quarter against West Virginia. Now, I don't think this is going to be a crazy offensive show from the Buckeyes, especially on the ground, but they don't have to do anything special because they've got a great defense at Ohio State. The secondary has been rock solid against live quarterbacks. You know, Maryland's got a good quarterback. Sam Hartman's at Notre Dame. So they are more battle-tested. So who do I like in this game? Ohio State is favored by 4 points. I think it's mainly from lack of competition for Penn State and the fact that they're playing at Ohio Stadium. Now, obviously, both teams need this game. But Ohio State has to take this game or else. It's better than Wisconsin, but they have to play Luke Fickell's squad on the road. And the season finale is against Michigan. Penn State, the rest of the season, they get Michigan at home. The game with Maryland is the last true road test. You've got the game against Michigan State, but Michigan State doesn't seem dangerous at all now. That game's in Detroit. Realistically, if Penn State wins this game, I don't think they could possibly do worse than 11-1. I would be fairly shocked if this game turned out to be high scoring. Both defenses are two of the best in the country. Two key differences here Ohio State is battle hardened. This is where the Notre Dame experience kicks in. Both teams could kick the ball very well. You know, Ohio State's Jaden Fielding hasn't hit any bombs on field goals, but he is 7-for-7. Penn State kicking game's fine. Alex Falkings has hit 3 40-yard plus. No big deal there. So when I look at this game, I mean, I start to think Ohio State just because of the battle tested. But when I look at the Penn State Nittany Lions, I think they're just a more talented team. You win games in the trenches. Penn State's defensive line is dominating. The offensive line is dominating. So I'm going to get 4 points also for this. So to me, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to take the Penn State Nittany Lions. I'm going to take the plus 4 points, and I'm going to cash that in about 3:30, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. All right, guys, remember, BetMGM is the best sports book for betting on college football, especially the Ohio State-Penn State matchup. Click the link in the description below on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Facebook. Go like our Facebook page. But for now, guys, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.